Blog Talk Radio.
Radio bringing you nothing but that heat. Big shout out to Pop the Brown Hornet for coming through a couple of weeks ago and dropping off that crazy banger right there, that former Mandela. Make sure you support these independent artists, man. They out here working real hard to bring you this fantastic music. Not that mumble shit, not that bullshit, not that shit you hear on the radio 50 times a day. Real hip-hop, you know what I mean? That for real shit. So once again, big shout-out to Pop the Brown Hornet. I am DJ Sincere, the independent artist's best friend. All right, so I'm live on the air again this Saturday. That's what we do. Big shout-out to my dude, Mr. Roar. All right, he's recuperating from some situations. So, you know, hopefully we'll have him back sooner rather than later, but always want to send, you know, him the shout-out, him send him the positive vibes and the energy. You know, so we can get him back to the airways of Dirty Basement Radio as soon as possible. Big shout out to his sister also. Shout out to the Purple Dread. I haven't heard from her in a while. I know she's in the background too, you know, taking care of some things while her brother's a little bit under the weather. But looking forward to getting both of them back on the airways on Thursday for that brother and sister experience. Want to give a big shout out to my dude Priest and also JP3. They be holding it down on Mondays and Thursdays. You know what I mean? On the Listening Room Philly on Monday and the Listening Room DC on Fridays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, both shows, so make sure that you tune in and check them out. All right, we got another fantastic show in store for y'all today. Got a guest coming in at the bottom of the hour. Looking forward to talking to independent artist Headstrong. I do believe that he's Dougie Fresh's nephew. All right, so we got a little history, a little legacy going on. All right, if I do have my information correct, then we're definitely looking forward to talking with him and having him in the building. All right, big shout out to my guest from last week. Had a fantastic show last week. If you missed it, go back to the archives and definitely check that out. Big shout out to Soul Rack. He was in the building. And definitely big shout out to my dude Sedan. All right, he was also in the building dropping off. Both of them dropping off some brand new music, some brand new heat that we're getting ready to get into in just a minute. Telephone lines are open. 563-999-3050 is the call-in number. If you want to come on the air and talk to me, that number one button, so I know that you want to do so. Getting ready to jump back into some of this music, but I think I got to run over to my IG real quick. I forgot to change that link for today's show in my bio, so let me hurry up and go do that. Otherwise, you're going to be checking out last week's show thinking that you're listening to this week's show. But you can check out last week's show later. We need you tuned in right here, right now, while we're on the air live. Dirty Basement Radio, DJ Sincere, holding down the MIC, coming at you live from the big city. You know what it is. I'm the godfather of this online radio. This is brand new music coming from Sedan. This joint is called Getting It.
The eyes wide shut, the dead in the cut. Speeds from the street and the heat for the one. What you feel is buggy, jump with the pump, pump. Bounty on the sound, won't make it big as the bomb, 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 bomb. 30-30, this car gets dirty. Your party like a Vacy, and I be killing them, calling your poetry. Like homos in an orgy, talking over the galaxy smoothly. Niggas don't move me, I'm speaking dialect. Get respect for my concept. I stomp MCs just like insects. Insect. Your chest wet like the bliss, damn back. If you shoot at me, believe I'm
bustin' back. Bustin' back.
Correctly, imperfectly, indirectly, inflexly, or even test me. I'm the best,
yeah.
I'm pop a screen and do the deal bleed in full speed, and tobacco to weed and tea. And now I look in the eyes of my seat and I know I will deceive, so niggas on with the show. I am a force to be reckoned with when I'm hitting, and apparently you niggas ain't getting it.
Apparently you niggas ain't getting it.
Apparently you niggas ain't getting it.
Apparently you niggas ain't getting it, getting it.
Apparently you niggas ain't getting it, getting it. I'm artistic, but with these lyrics cannibalistic. Artistic, linguistic, only but realistic. My lungs pivot, I merge with my spirit. Niggas don't get it until I'm out of the exit. Connect the dots like dominoes in casinos. Party till you drop, till you off all my Negroes. I'm a headline with my gold mine, punchline. Pass the moonshine, recline, watch the roll blind. Watch the outline and watch me shine. I'ma get mine if you test me, cock my dog,
K-9.
No more fantasies, mysteries, this ain't a comedy. I keep a gully, drinking on 40s, and nature is naughty. In the premiere, through this final frontier. Indies a show, son, now pay the cashier. You a run inside, to this lyrical homicide, and your ass to the yo.
Apparently you niggas ain't getting it. Apparently you niggas ain't getting it, getting it. Apparently you niggas ain't getting it, getting it. Apparently you niggas ain't getting it, getting it.
It's been a while since I've written from my soul. Sometimes I feel like I should quit it for. What we living for, fighting for,
killing for.
Nothing on this planet is worth dying for.
Except
a fan, sometimes that's not enough. Some claim to be real and others are on the
block.
Brothers locked in handcuffs on third strike. I just buried two of my sons last night.
Apparently you niggas ain't getting it. Apparently you niggas ain't getting it. Apparently Apparently you niggas ain't getting it. Apparently you niggas ain't getting bounty. Apparently you niggas ain't getting it. Apparently you niggas ain't getting it. Apparently you niggas ain't getting it.
Yo. Meow, meow. Alright.
Yeah, bringing you that banging hip-hop, that official shit, back-to-back. All right, that was my dude Sedan on that one, getting it. Yo, Sedan, I think these niggas get it. They just don't want to accept it. That's the problem. They know how nice we are at what we do, and they just don't want to accept that shit, for real, for real. We stay on top of our game at all times. You ain't never going to catch me slipping. Up next on deck, this is Soul Rack. Cause he caught you slipping.
Yeah, a woman's highest calling is to lead a man to his soul, so as to unite him with source. Her lowest calling is to seduce. Don't get caught slipping, sisters.
She was a beauty queen with finer things. Always wore designer jeans. Only mess with ballers, not men in the minor leagues. Mesmerized men with a swagger and a smile. She break her right in and then she pass them to the pile. Sexual attraction, intellectual was fracture. She'll leave your brain dead before you get to know her action. Her curves was majestic with a mocha complexion. Her words was poetic, she was close to perfection. She take you for your papers if you leave your guard down. Love is a movie and she's playing a part now. Everywhere she goes, she leave a trail of destruction. And if she was a queen, she wouldn't sell you seduction. Before you commit, fellas, better test the roots. Change your ways, sisters, before you're destitute. You were born with a purpose, deeper than your surface. Don't get caught slipping, cause it ain't never worth it.
Baby girl, baby girl, girl, got all the right temperance. Watch my ladies all across the globe. Women, make sure you're respected. Baby girl, got all the right
when you're young and malleable, that's when the drama begins. We're talking, never put a woman over money, your friends. The weakest of men, teaching brothers how to be. Preaching the fallacy to my sisters is calling. That's man's lowest calling, pathology, matriculation. Imposing your will on sisters with manipulation. The oldest profession, my boldest confession, is the world's a matriarchy, put the queens in position. Kings protect the queen's strong arm, that she may walk a pathway upon this earth unharmed. That's your highest calling in this battlefield. The black woman is God, that's what's real. Through her womb, life begins, through her heart it returns. Her safety and well-being is my greatest concern. Destroying and building mental conceptions of men and women, cause falling short of your higher self is my notion. It's slip.
Baby girl, got all the right temperance.
Watch my ladies all across the globe.
Women, make sure you're respected. Baby girl, got all the right temperance.
Across the globe.
Women, make sure you're respected.
I know when the truth revealed, it's harder to accept that our children learn from us and follow in our steps. They see right through you, not accepting your disguise. But when they grow up, they use deception on lies. Because it's in your hand to put them on the right course. That's why as a woman, you were meant to be the source. Whatever that you teach them will be your legacy. Keep your head up and be the best that you can be.
We owe it to our sons to properly shine. So that when our time sets, they'll rise with divine state of mind. Boys to men from a prince to a king. Knowledge of self, Moses, for godhood, supreme being. Teach them respect for queens, protect the queens. Cause she's the best of things, sweetest nectarines. The man is the mind, the woman is the thought it contains. They bring forth the idea, the trinity is ordained.
Dirty.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, the independent artist's best friend, DJ Sincere, holding down the MIC. You just finished listening to Soul Rack, and that was Caught You Slipping. Nothing but grown folks hip-hop over here, you know what I'm saying? That boom bap official, that shit that make you break your neck, you know what I mean? No bubblegum rap over here, all right? Whew. Now, let me just say this real quick. Now, I've been seeing folks, you know what I'm saying? They trying to holler at me. They calling the number, but I'm in the middle of a song. All right, you got to give me a couple of minutes. I will get to you. All right, but if you hear a song playing, then you know I'm going to come back to the telephone lines as soon as the song is over. So please just bear with me. All right, have a little bit of patience, and I'll definitely get you on these airways. All right, 563-999-3050 is the call-in number. All right, let me see what I'm going to pull up next. I think we're gonna pull up something by my dude, Mr. Roar, right now, because you know he's a fantastic artist, fantastic producer, fantastic MC himself. You know what I mean? We have a few things in our switchboard that you know he put the Mr. Roar touch on. I think I'm gonna play something I haven't played in a while. Let me see what I got. A lot of Mr. Roar joints. Got a lot of Mr. Roar joints. Yeah, I think we're gonna play this one. I ain't played this one in a while. All right, shout out to my dude, Mr. Roar. This is Money Grind. All right, hold up. Let me pull this down for a second, because I see my dude just stepped into the building. Sorry about that, Mr. Roy. You know we're going to play that in a hot second. All right, but I see my dude just stepped in the building, and I know he always got stuff on his mind. There's a lot of stuff going on out these streets right now. It was real crazy in the hood. It's crazy on the boulevard right now, what they doing to folks right now. All right, so I know he got some things on his mind. Let me see what's good. H, what's happening?
What's going on, DJ Sensei? Dirty Basement Radio, finest podcast in America. Please tune in. And if you tune in, please hit that like, people, because DJ Sensei is doing it for the culture. He's not doing it for the money. He's doing it for the culture.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. Do it for the culture. Do it for the love. Do it for, you know, this music that mainstream refuses to, you know, give any light to, any shine to. But, you know, with outlets like Dirty Basement Radio and other independent artists, outlets out there like it, then, you know, we could help to bring this music to the front. You know what I mean?
Most definitely, distance. But there's a lot of things going on in the world. We got this COVID thing. We got these shots. We got the vaccination. We just, and now they're trying to force it on us. Oh, yeah, man,
it's real heavy. It's real heavy, bro. I was talking about this. I'm sorry?
No, I was just trying to enlighten. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm worried for our people for these next 2-3 years. We're going to have dramatic changes in these next 2-3 years that I don't think that most of Americans, I'm not ready for. I wish for the best for our people.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely going to be, you know, interesting. It's definitely going to be, you know, real hair raising, I think, too, over these next couple of years. You know what I mean? Some of the stuff that's going to be rolled out and how fast it's going to be pushed on the population. You know, because like you say, you know, they're forcing, you know, they really start. Now, I was talking about it, you know, a couple of months ago, because a couple of months ago, you know, everything was still smiles and happy, and they was, you know, offering all kind of incentives. Go get your shot and enter the lottery, or get $100, or get you a hamburger and fries if you get the shot. And they were giving people all kind of, you know, incentives. Now, all of that, but you know, after the carrot comes the stick. All right, so if you didn't go for the carrot, if you wasn't enticed by the carrot, now they're going to beat you in the head with the stick. And that's what's happening right now, brother. You know what I'm saying? They're starting to close the, you know, they're starting to close the door, starting to, you know, close any kind of window on anybody who hasn't, you know, submitted, you know, to that. You know, people, and it's really crazy because just last year, the people who they were bigging up and they were, you know, clapping at the windows and giving rounds of applause every day, you know, they were, you know, deemed as being, you know, the frontline heroes. You know, I'm talking about, you know, healthcare professionals, nurses and whatnot. Now, they out the door. You know what I'm saying? They out the door now. If they don't take the shot, they gone. You know, and I think a whole wave of them have already been fired.
I mean, I'm concerned. I'm concerned for the people of the world because this is what I believe. Okay. They tell you, take the vaccine. You take the first one. You took the first one a few months ago. People are still getting the COVID. They have a second variant. They have another shot. People are still getting COVID. This shot is not... They're offering $100. They're offering everything to take this shot. Listen, I'll be honest. I'm not taking this shot unless I'm forced. I really don't want to take this shot. There's a mandate to depopulate. It is what it is. It's documented. This mandate is documented. They plan on depopulation of the world. And this is just what I believe, and I'm not taking that shot because there are different variants. You're gonna have to take more shots and more shots and more. When does it end? Once they're offering you money, why are they? When have they ever offered the black community money? I mean, I can't do it. I can't do it.
But you know, winter time is getting ready to roll around. All right, and that's when this noose is really going to get, you know, tighter, I think, because in the wintertime, things always get, you know, a little bit rougher, you know what I'm saying? And it's not as easy to maintain as it is when the weather is warmer, you know? So people need to start to get their supplies and everything now, all right, before, you know, it really gets cold, before the snow hits the ground. Stock up your freezer, stock up your refrigerator, get a lot of canned goods, get a lot of dry goods, get a lot of things that you can store like that you don't got to worry about, you know, if something goes wrong with your electricity or, you know, anything like that, you can still, you know, you won't lose a lot of food or too much food, and you still have food that you could, get stuff like the pasta and the rice and the sauce and different kind of canned vegetables and, you know, canned fruit. You know, get some drink mixes, some iced tea, you know what I'm saying, that you can mix with water. You know, get plenty of water. You know what I'm saying? Go to motherfucking BJ's or you know, wherever you shop at, and get those big, big jugs of water, like the kind that you put on top of those water machines. Grab a couple of them shits, you know, store it downstairs and start stacking up on your stuff so... You know, you could be ready for come what may, because at a certain point, you know, they haven't done it yet. They've already said you can't go to restaurants. They already said you can't go to gyms and any kind of indoor events like concerts and shit like that. They may decide to get to the point, well, you can't go to the supermarket.
Yes, exactly. And as far as that, now, that's a big thing that you mentioned. Supermarkets. People have to understand Monsanto is an effect. The vegetables that you're eating in 2021 are not the same vegetables that you ate in 1995, 1990,
no, sir.
1980,
no, sir.
1970.
You can even see it sometimes, bro. You can even see it when you go to the supermarket to buy the fruit. You can see it. I remember
Exactamundo. Oh, listen. Everything that is GMO looks the same. When you see lemons, when you see cabbage, when you see tomatoes, when you see oranges look the same, that is GMO. Vegetables are not supposed to look the same. Nothing.
Right,
people don't
right.
look the same. There's supposed to be a distinct difference. I'm going into...
There always is.
Vegetable markets,
there always is.
They all look the same.
Now,
people have to grow their own vegetables, get their own vegetables. If you have to go out of state,
right.
You know what it is? It's sad. It's sad what the government is doing to us, because if you have eyes, if you have ears, you see what's going on. Monsanto is just making GMO vegetables. You have to get your own garden. You have to go in the backyard. You have to dig. You have to plant. You have to seed. You have to get your own vegetables. Water shortages are coming. Bulimia is going to come. You're going to see droughts come. You're going to see record fires come. It's just, we have to just band together as people, and we have to just We have to just X out the government. The government is not a friend. It's going to come
was.
Back to people. People and relationships and friends and
See,
things of that nature.
Now, okay. Now, I'm glad that you said that because another part of this whole COVID thing came a brand new phrase. What's the phrase? Social distancing. So now in the era that we're in, just like you just finished saying, we need each other more and more. But now over the past year and a half, they got people, and it amazed me how fast it happened too. They got people now separated from one another. All right, I can't go next to you. You can't come next to me. I can't go to your house. You can't come to mine. You know what I'm saying? Because you might breathe on. Now, these are people who you've had relationships with your entire lives. And now all of a sudden, you know, they're so fearful. They've been so indoctrinated with it that now you can't even come amongst your own folks and be around them in any kind of close proximity because they've got it implanted in their mind that, you know, this COVID shit, if I might just take one breath of air and all of a sudden I got the COVID. You know, that's how paranoid a lot of people have become. And what has that caused? I mean, the whole social media phenomenon, computer phenomenon has already served to separate people. You know, they call it social media, but we're separate. You know what I'm saying? You in your place, I'm in mine. And a lot of times, even if we're in the same room, you're on your phone, I'm on my phone, we're not interacting and communicating. We're interacting. That's going on in people's minds and what we're being bombarded to, bombarded with, you know, through our computers, through our phones, our social media, our television sets, our 1,000 TV channels that we got on our Fire Stick and all this other kind of shit. You know what I mean? So the people are more divided than they've ever been, bro. So it's definitely going to be hard, but each household has to do their best just to have themselves situated. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So, like I said, I mean, I just wish for the best. I just, you know, like I said, these next 3 or 4 years are going to be trying because supposedly there's supposed to be a 2025 mandate. You know, they think that we have too many people on Earth.
Well, you know, I mean, that's something that's, you know, been on the minds of men for a great number of years. We've been hearing about, you know, different thought processes about, you know, depopulation. Some people have even, you know, went ahead and actually, you know, spoke about it to a degree publicly. So, you know, it's been out there, you know, for a while, but now, you know, it seems like, you know, they're definitely turning up the heat. They really want to ratchet that up. Yeah, there's a lot of people on the planet. Sure there is. But there's still a whole lot of space on this planet. People just got to learn how to treat it. This is your this is your house. If you don't take care of your house is going to fall down. It's going to fall apart. All right? That's the way that shit works. And the planet is the same way. But you got everybody just want to wild out. You know what I'm saying? You have these industrial companies that, you know, they don't want to do no, you know, environmental measures because they say it costs too much and they don't want to spend the bread. They just want to put the pollution in the air and dump the shit in the sea and dispose of it however they see fit. And all this is having, you know, over the course of, you know, since the Industrial Revolution, this shit has had a real heavy effect. I always liken this shit to the movie Superman, all right? Oh. You see the original Superman, and they show you how Superman got to Earth, right? Superman got down to Earth because his planet was falling apart. Now, the scientists have been saying for a while, look, guys, if you keep this up, it ain't going to end well. But just like here on this planet, you know what I'm saying, you have the big wigs, the industrialists, and then they say, fuck that shit, we want to get this money. And sure enough, the planet started to split down the middle, and so they decided to put Superman in the rocket, and he came down to Earth. But it's the same kind of scenario. You know what I mean? Okay. Same kind of scenario. Scientists been saying for years, look, y'all need to start doing this shit. We need to change course. We're going to get past the point of no return. Fucking, we don't got the glaciers no more. The ice caps is melting. All this stuff. But motherfuckers ain't want to hear that shit. They want to hear it. So here we are. You know, here we are. And we're watching all this shit play out in real time. You know, you might not want to hear it, and it's a horrible thing to say. But I've been saying it for years, brother. We are going to live to see the end of the world.
Oh, man. That's not good. That is something that I don't look forward to.
No, but I've said it for years. I mean, I've seen this coming down the line.
I don't want to see the end.
No, I don't want to see it either, but I think we're going to live to see, you know, the end of the world. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
I don't think, at the pace things are going, I can't see it lasting another 20 or 30 years.
How America is the ruler, I can't see this going. We owe a crazy debt. We're just borrowing, we're just juggling. It's like America is the greatest juggler. America is juggling seven things right now. Before they was juggling three. It was a decent juggle. When you're juggling three things, you can juggle three things for a good amount of time. Then you add another thing. Then you add racism. Then you add inflation. Then you add immigration. Then you add this different things. We're juggling seven different things.
I got
There's
you.
Gonna come
I don't mean to cut you off.
To where
I'm sorry,
you drop something.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut.
We're gonna drop something, and hopefully that's not gonna be the drop. It's gonna be the end of the world.
Yeah, when it drops,
I
want to
be optimistic.
Splat. When it drops, it's gonna go splat. But I think I might have my guest in the building right now. Let me jump to this other telephone line. H, hold on tight. I think this may be my guest, Headstrong, in the building. Let me see if that's the case. Yes, sir. You're live on the air.
What's up, brother? What's up, brother? It's Headstrong.
All right. Yeah, my guest in the building, Headstrong. Welcome to the Dirty Basement, man. What's good?
I appreciate you. Everything good? How y'all feeling?
Man, everything is everything, brother. Now let me get this clarified out the gate. You recently undergone a name change, right?
No. I've been Headstrong for some years now. No. Why are you asking me that?
Nope. Well, because I was under the impression that you were under a different name, like, earlier on in your career. Okay, so I guess I got that wrong. I'm glad you cleared that up first. All right,
years ago, yeah, I was Lyrical Lunatic. Years ago, that's what you're referring to.
Okay. All right. So, you know, why don't we get into your, you know, background a little bit of your, you know, history, and, you know, you could definitely, you know, clarify a couple of things for me.
Sure. Good evening, everybody. This is Heshron and Rhino. This is Team OMG, Team Rum Republic, Team of Decepticons, Team Brooklyn. I've been doing music for quite some time. I don't want to restate my age and say I'm an elder statesman. I'm Uncle Headstrong. I've been in and out the music game for some odd years. I had a situation years ago with Mercury Records. Salute to Kenyatta Bell. Mm-hmm. Salute to Gemini the Gifted One. Salute to Organized Confusion, Pharoah Marsh, and Prince Poe. Those the brothers that ushered me in the early stages of my career. And after that fell through, you know how the music industry is. You get your ups, your downs, your highs, and your lows. I was just running around independently, linking up with brothers in the neighborhood, and still pursuing the music thing because that's my passion. And, you know, fast forward 2021 going on 2022. I'm still out here and I still feel like I got something to say. And bless y'all.
Okay. All right. So, you know, what was your introduction to hip-hop? You know what I'm saying? How were you introduced to hip-hop?
Well, being, like I said before, I'm an elder statesman. I'm from the boom-bap era, from the golden era, like the 80s and the 90s. That's when I really got introduced into hip-hop. I'm a Big Daddy Kane baby, a Kool G Rap baby, Molly Mall, Juice Crew. Those, like, was my favorites back then. And those, initially, that's really, like, sparked me to do the music, the golden era of hip-hop.
Okay. So now, you know, were you always, you know, because, you know, I talked to a lot of different artists, and, you know, some artists say that they, you know, were into music, or their parents were into music, or they were into poetry, and they started off writing poems from, you know, like a young age, and that just, you know, progressed into writing lyrics. Is that the same case with you?
Yeah, definitely. You know, my mother always played the vinyl, Curtis Mayfield, James Brown. Heavy church influence in the home, so, you know, I had to participate in choir at an early age, 5, 6 years old. So, yeah, I would say definitely a similarity. You always get it from the home.
Okay, well, when did you come to find that you had lyrical ability, though?
I say around, like, 13, 14, because I've always been, like, a vocalist. Always came up like a little musical child prodigy for singing or whatever. I started off as a vocalist. Then it transcended the poetry. Then it transcended the actually doing the music. So it went through stages.
Okay. All right. No doubt. So, you know, you're about 13 years old. You're starting to write bars and whatnot. What was your breakthrough moment? You know, when did you realize that, okay, I can really do this shit?
Well, here in Brooklyn, New York, I mean, we used to have a lot of cookouts, block parties, you know, like family day or whatever. And, you know, the local BJs bring up their turntables and the microphone, and they was like, yo, jump up there. You feel like you got the skills. You know, you always have, like, little ciphers with your peoples or whatever. One day I just got the heart to jump up there and test to see where my level was at. It got received very well, and ever since then, I just kept on pushing.
Okay. So, you know, from then up until now, you know, being now, actually, well, you said you had, you know, a situation, you know, some years back. You said it was with Mercury, right?
Yes, PolyGram.
Okay. So
absolutely.
Why don't you elaborate on that a little bit? How did you get that situation?
I'll say it was like 95, 96. Salute to my brother, DJ Goldfinger. He was a local DJ in New York at the record store B Street. Link, because I used to come to the record store all the time. Him and our Link, and plus my partner at that time, my brother Super G, my brother Glenn. Shout out to him, Glenn Freeman. He initially was the one that linked me and Goldfinger together. Goldfinger had ties with Kenyatta Bell, who was the A&R at the time at Mercury Records. We went in with our little demo or whatever, and he liked what we heard, and that's how the situation started bubbling, because he was feeling the energy. Follow.
All right. And how long did that situation last for you?
I say about a year or two. It was about a year. It was about like a year or two. We had an EP deal on the table. You know, politics or whatever, it happened to fall through. Like I said, during that time, I got close with my brother Gemini. Me and him went to high school together. I don't know if you're familiar with Gemini, the Gifted One. He had the single Brooklyn Kids. You're probably familiar with Favre March and Prince Paul, you know, Organized Confusion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. So I linked up with them during that time, and we got tight. But like I said, due to politics, the situation that fell through, so I had to move on.
All right,
So
now,
I definitely want to say it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, I definitely want to say,
say
I had a good Go ahead, I'm sorry.
All right. Well, I was going to say now, being an independent artist now in 2021 and having the experiences that you had, you know, from the ground up, you know, talk a little bit about the differences, you know, the way you got to move now as an artist.
It's definitely a big difference from back then as it is opposed to now. Those people that have been in the game for a substantial amount of time, they see the difference. The way you get in the game is, like, totally different back then as opposed to now. For example, you might go to like things like Jack the Rapper to get seen, just for example. Nowadays, you could just like, you know, be a sensation on YouTube and go viral, and then that'll open up your situation. So from a due to technology and, you know, advancements in music and how they even perceive things, and, you know, they got a different chain of command how they do that now. So, yeah, more fast forward into 2021, 2022, I definitely advocate for the independent, because we do have an independent label, Otherworld Music Group, OMG, through Sony Orchard right now. And we trying to get, you know, get our feet wet and get everything moving. But back then, as opposed to now, it was definitely a difference. It's definitely a difference. You got to know your lane. You got to know how you got to approach the game slightly differently now.
Okay. All right. No doubt. All right. Dirty Basement Radio, DJ Sincere on the MIC. Hanging out with our guest right now, Headstrong. He's in the building, just chopping it up a bit, getting familiar, a little bit of his background information, and a little bit of insight into him as an artist. All right, 563-999-3050 is the call-in number. If you want to holler at Headstrong, now's the time to do so. He's going to be here for a minute, though, so don't panic. All right, I got my dude Priest in the building. All right, he hosts the Monday and the Friday show here on Dirty Basement Radio. Let me get him connected right quick and see what's good. Priest, what's happening with you?
Peace, family. Yo, DJ Sincere, how you be finding these jewels, man? Where you be getting these brothers from? You be digging them up? Where the mountain at? Because this brother come from that mountain that cut from that real shit. I'm sorry. I ain't mean to cuss. All right. And all of what I heard him say, I'm like, this brother go ahead and record that Jane live, what he doing. And let me get back to my stuff. Excuse me, bro. Peace, family. How you doing?
Everything is Priest. You want to bring, see, Priest wants to bring everybody to the studio and record everything live because, you know, he played drums and, you know, he real nice with it and stuff like that. He used to do stuff like that. So every artist I bring on, he'd be like, yo, man, you need to come and do this live and we can put the drums with the drums and with the drums. but it's definitely all good, man. Priest, man, you wild with it. You wild with it. But we got Headstrong in the building right now, man. I mean, we haven't even gotten to the music yet, though. We ain't even got to the music
yet.
I
know. That's the part where I'm saying, see, I heard the man talk. From I heard the man talk, I'm like, yo, we're going to get him in the listening room. We're going to go ahead and do that thing live because we're going to get him on the
all
Monday or Friday.
Priest.
I'm done.
Priest,
I'm done.
Priest.
I'm done.
You my man. You my man and all of that. All right, you my man. All right, but you got to stop trying to come on my show and steal all my guests.
No, bro, I'm not stealing your guests. Look, you open the door, get your feet wet, and what happens is you bring on the top talent. That's number one. Congratulations on that. I'm not biting.
Okay.
Now, what I'm saying is these artists that you're bringing on board is the artists that I want to get with, okay? I want to get with them artists because we could do the live music thing and do this thing live because the new dynamic is catching these artists live. And recording it live and promoting it live and streaming it live. So that's why I say I'm not stealing your people. I want them to get some of this bread that's out here and break off Dirty Basement in the listening room, bro.
I'm all for that.
That's cross marketing. ain't that right, bro? Ain't that cross marketing, bro? That's cross marketing. All right. So now you got these top artists on there. They can hear me running my mouth. They be like, all right, pretty silly, but we don't get this bread right now, okay? And with our technical skills and our platform, DJ Sincere, there's no reason why we can't cap on all of it, bro. So once again, I'm not biting that family. I'm just saying let's take advantage of the situation of these top artists that you pulling out of wherever you pulling them from. Thank you very much for digging. Gonna get paid because you start gold, brother. That's it.
Yep.
Okay. Now
right.
I'm gonna leave you options here. I'm gonna talk to the guest for a minute. How you doing, bro? I apologize. I had to defend myself. You know what I'm saying?
It's all good, brother Priest.
Yes, sir.
It's all I love the passion, brother. I appreciate you.
Yeah, because he bringing y'all out, man, and you cats got what it takes to make the new music that's coming out 2021. Y'all gonna be the music. Y'all gonna beat the music. Okay?
Right,
I'm like, man, come on, man. Let's get in the studio one time. Let's do this little album right quick. We independent artists, so it ain't gonna hurt much. We know which studio to go in. We know where to go already. We already know who gonna be there. So what we need? a contract. Since he'll do contracts, he know what to do. Sign him up. Let's go. I'm done. I'm not having that. I'm watching clothes while I'm talking to you, bro, and the conversation was so enlightening that my man that got the laundromat, he's like, I'm listening to you talk, priest, but get out of my laundromat. So I'm out. I'm out. Thank you for being here, bro. Thank you for being here, bro, and having your music so strong. You know what I'm saying? For real, for real. Looking forward to hearing it, too, because I am going to put that on my show, by the way. That's how
it is. I appreciate it, brother.
Well, you know, everything is right here. You know, everything is in the switchboard. You punch it right up to be right here. You know what I'm saying? All the music is right here. Whatever you want to play, brother, it's all good. It's all good.
Good. So
I have a real
yes,
good time here on 30 Basement Radio. Huh?
I said no infringement on that, right? Thank you so much, brother.
Oh, yeah. But, brother, it's all love. You know how we do. You know how
okay.
we do. You know, we fucking,
okay.
we fight. Yeah. But you know how we do.
Yeah, we still in love. Ain't no big deal. Yo, bro. Looking forward to hearing your music, and whatever you do, you hit us up on Dirty Basement. Make sure we get it first, second, and first and second. And we're going to promote that
yes,
thing
sir.
The way it's supposed to be done. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank
you.
I appreciate you, brother.
If you want to get us in the studio, let us know. We'll go do that for you, too. And let's make some noise, 2022, bro, because it ain't over yet.
Is.
It just started.
That's a fact.
You know what
that's
saying?
A fact.
Okay, let me shut up yes, now, sir. Bro. Peace. I'm acting like I'm on my show. Let me stop. I'm done.
Peace,
I'm done, bro. Peace,
family. Peace.
All right, no
peace,
doubt.
Double priest.
All right, that's my dude, priest right there. If you want to hear some more
yes,
of that,
sir. Yes, sir.
Tune in this coming Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Dirty Basement Radio for the Listening Room Philly. And then you can get another dose. I don't know if I should say that or not these days. But you can get another dose on Fridays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also for the Listening Room DC, both hosted by my dude Priest. And, you know, JP3, he be running around too. So you'll catch him on those airways also. But we got Headstrong in the building right now. I guess this is a real good time to get into some of this music so we can get it banging. I got this first song that I want to get into. I know I have to play this one right here. You got this joint called James Evans. Talk about that.
Yes, sir. James Evans. I'm definitely about my black people, black solidarity. It's really like an upliftment song for my black people because we all kings and queens in our own right, and we just need to bring that forth, man. James Evans from Good Times. Yeah, anybody that know about Good Times, John Amos that played Good Times, I got a special connection with him as far as like being a strong black man that loves his family. So salute to all the kings and queens out there. That's Dirty Basement Radio. Salute.
Yes, sir. James Evans. Peace of mind, pimp.
Cadillac, leaf with Mac, sunroof diamond on the back, pink and mink on the Mac, flashing, cranberry juice and the coconuts, the rock, tropical fruit, blood on the leaves from the trees to the roots, can't never tell a real nigga what he can't do, dumb boys with them badges, quick to hang you like a famous Billie Holiday song, strange fruit, now people in tune with the freaky, nigga need to listen when the OG speaking, I know I'm out of touch, but I gotta keep preaching, domino effect, it all fall in the sequence, keep game basic, offense, defense, snakes in the grass, be steadily creeping, I know them blood suckers be constantly bleaching, the nigga fuck around and have your ass in the precinct, 48 laws of power, good breathing, with the summer fall, niggas change like seasons, third eye clear, do you see what I'm seeing, a lot of jealousy, be the reason for treason, tell it to the judge and let God know you're grieving, slips are deceiving, seeing is believing, since I gotta hustle from the morning to evening, I'ma go hard till the odds is even.
Stars all line, pyramids on point, fill hand to a power, new king to anoint. Stars all line, pyramids on point, fill hand to a power, new king to anoint. Stars all line, pyramids on point, fill hand to a power, new king to anoint. Stars all line, pyramids.
pyramids on point, Phil here to a pharaoh, new king to another.
Pimp, I'm a king from Kingsborough, 4083 F in the fourth world, Jurassic Park in the dark in the lost world, the game give you brain freeze, boys, it's your world, huh? Listen here, got a strap in this hemisphere, by force, we ain't tell y'all to bring us here, so of course, if you take us from a mother, bring us over here to suffer, I'ma be a motherfucker when I'm living in the gutter, steady ducking under cover. Crown Heights to Brownsville, real fast, and sudden, no games at your ass beat. Hot peas and butter, no speeches, peppermint king, I ain't stutter. Gotta burn and toast this bread, we need butter, hard boiled, but still gotta stretch it like rubber. It's a natural fact when you love one another, that back and rap when you Chris Watts, your brother, A-King. Add a couple stones to the throne, so he without sin cast the first stone, the original man, so they can't be your clone. Get up to date, better check your birthstone. Back to the future, man, Smooser, I feel like Shaka, Zulu ruler. This rock while I've been running the streets since a puppy dog stole the heaven. Please lift me up, Black Kings.
Good times, bad times, we're on the grind in the hood. Yeah, it's all about the signs, little signs to the mind, and you find that it's all understood. Good times, bad times, we're on the grind in the hood. Yeah, it's all about the signs, little signs to the mind, and you find that it's all understood. Good times, bad times, we're on the grind in the hood. Yeah, it's all about the signs, little signs to the mind, and you find that it's all understood. Good times, bad times, we're on the grind in the hood.
Bringing you more new music than anybody else before everybody else is DJ Sincere on the MIC. You just finished listening to Headstrong. That joint was called James Evans. Real serious. Remember when you heard that first right here on Dirty Basement Radio. Yo, you definitely got something right there, my dude. I was digging that. I like that. I like how that swings.
I appreciate that, Brother Sincere. Again, I'm for my black people. You know how we do. We got to stay together. We need it more than ever now. So that's just a tribute to all my black kings and queens out there. We all got the potential to be the best that we possibly can be. Bless it.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. All right, Priest, I know you're over there going crazy right now.
Man, listen, I'm rolling down the street from the laundromat, bumping, got heads turning. I'm like, bro, why? Okay, we got it. We got the music. We got it. That's right. So I ain't got to say why we ain't got it. That jank pumping on the air, walking down the street. Okay, literally,
yes,
and you got heads turning, bro, because, you know, I got my speaker and my thing on, my children washing clothes, and that's my thing in D.C., walking with live music, and once you got the people head, black and white, it's over, bro. It's time to sit
yes,
back
sir.
And collect, because that's your people that's
yes,
going to pay your bills. They're going to buy your album. They're going to buy your song. We just got to find a way to get you live so people can see you live, and that's what we're working
yeah,
on right now. So if you just tune, and every month you're doing something live, pay-per-view, we'd be in the money, bro.
Yeah, there it is.
For real, we'd be in the money. We'd be in the money. Okay?
There it is.
And I already see how to do it. I just got to get some expertise from you guys who are actually doing it and see if it worked. And if it worked,
yes, sir.
You can chime in. DJ Sincere can make the contract pretty. Bro, that was on. And respect to you for remembering that black man out here handling his business the same way, bro. The same way.
Yes, sir.
We handling
that.
No matter what we got to do, we're going to make sure it happens. Okay? And the only way they can get us out of the show is they got to kill off the character. Straight up.
There it is.
And you can't kill
Bruce.
Me this time. You can't kill me this time because you killed James Evans off. So we're good now. We know how you're coming. We're going to write another script. Come back from the dead. See, that would mess people's brain up right there when we start showing up with this type of music from the past and hitting them across the head with it. Look at that.
Yes,
you got white people going, woo, woo. They go, well, yeah, you can hear it. I ain't playing with them, bro. I'm not playing with them. I'm putting the music in their ear. And they got to take it raw right here on Dirty Basement Radio. You heard it first. I'm gonna play replay when I get down the street. They're gonna have to take it again, brother. Let me get off. This is not my show. DJ Sincere, please handle the business, bro.
I passed you the baton and you ran with it, so I'm letting you run.
Hey, bro, I'm ready for the next song right now, because that's the sample of what you got coming, bro. We on, bro. We on like Fat Rest, bro. I'm telling you, 2022 is going to be the hit. It's going to be the hit. All right, let me back out, man. Because I had to reach home now from walking. Man, woo. Put on the music, bro, because I got home with that. That was
pumping.
Yeah, okay, I'm about to get my neighbor's
drum, so
what you putting on?
Yeah, well, we definitely got some more of that music coming from Headstrong in just a couple of minutes. But let me ask you, who did the production for that joint?
I believe that was my brother Paul Cabin, if I'm not mistaken. It might be Tone Jones. Forgive me for mixing up the producers. It was either Tone Jones or Paul Cabin. Took the Bobby Womack sample. Those that are familiar with Bobby Womack.
Yeah. Definitely good work on that joint. I'm definitely digging at it. Yeah, no doubt. So who's your top five dead or alive? That's a question that my dude, Mr. Roar, always asks. So I'm going to ask that for him today. Who's your top five dead or alive?
Yeah, I always change my order up with the top five. I'm definitely going to start off with Biggie and Brooklyn home team. Definitely Pac. Again, like I said earlier, I'm a Big Daddy Kane baby. I'm a Kool G Rap baby. I definitely got to throw them in there. Who else could I say for my final? I like the baby right now. I'm going to put him in there. Let's put somebody new in there. I like the baby a lot.
Okay. All right. Gave the baby some love. All right. Well, he got a couple of joints I like, you know what I'm saying, as a DJ. You know what I'm saying? A couple of joints I like. Put them in the mix. I ain't got no problem with the baby and whatnot. You know, some of the antics and all the other kind of stuff these artists do nowadays. Now, that's a whole nother matter.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I follow you. We talking strictly music now. We ain't talking about the side thing. Strictly music.
Yeah, you know, because cats do what they do for likes and all kind of attention nowadays.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's a mess out there. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely a mess.
It is.
You know? It's done got to the point where you just, you know, every time you see something, you just, all you can do is shake your head. You'd be like, damn, it's really? Really?
Yeah.
You know what? That's the age we live in, right?
Yes, sir. Definitely. Definitely.
So now,
I feel where you're
coming into this current marketplace, all right, how do you plan on, you know, navigating that? Yeah, and being able to, you know, maneuver through these, you know, current waters that you have to as an artist these days, as far as your, you know, promotion and you know, how do you, you know, make yourself known?
It start with the basement radio with DJ Sincere right now. We got to put ourselves in the limelight now. Like I said, it's just different from back in the days. You have to be internet savvy to some degree. You have to do videos. You have to do interviews. You got to do ads. You got to promote. You got to do shows. You got to do the whole plethora. You got to do all the gymnastics, flips, and show the bells and whistles just to get your name out here and spread the word. So, again, YouTube presence, Instagram presence, Twitter presence, videos, interviews. You got to do all the whole gambit. So you can be seen and get your face and your message out here. So that's how I speak to that.
All right. But, you know, just within that, there's a certain kind of, you know, stuff you got to navigate now. We know a lot of artists that I've come across, or I say I know, a lot of artists that I've come across are very reluctant to spend money on their marketing and promotion. Now you ask me why. You know, they can have a million reasons as to why. They'll make the song. They'll make the video. You know, spend money in the studio, spend money to make the video, but then the promotional part, they never want to get, you know, any kind of budget or at least the same amount of money that they spent in the studio or for the video. And I got an understanding as to why, but as an artist yourself,
You know, how do you deal with that? Because the first thing a lot of people want to say nowadays is, well, you know, if I go to so-and-so or this person over here, why I got to pay them so-and-so? They should just do it because I'm an artist and play my music and so-and-so and so-and-so. And right. I got a long-standing answer for that, too. But I really want to hear from you in that regard. You know what I'm saying? Because the first thing a lot of them say nowadays is that, well, a lot of that is a scam and so-and-so and so-and-so. So how do you choose who to, you know, move your music with?
Well, again, you hit it right on the head as far as promotion is an integral part with any artist. I don't care if it's country music, jazz, hip-hop, rock, whatever it is. You have to invest in yourself. There's no getting around it. This is how the system is structured. You got to put some coins and some seashells to the side to put money behind yourself to promote yourself. It go hand in hand. So whatever little bit of money, because I work 9 to 5, so I definitely put dollars to the side. And I work with, you know, my brothers that's co-owners of OMG, Otherworld Music Group. We set money to the side to filter into the promotion. You have to put money behind yourself. Like a shout out to Miss MJ. We had to put money in her hand just to even get on Dirty Basement Radio. You see how that worked? So you have to put money in yourself in order for you to put yourself out here. So you hit a very key point, a very integral point when it comes to shopping yourself and trying to get known, trying to get lit, so to speak, as they say nowadays. You got to put money behind yourself. There's no getting around it. Whether you got to try to go get an investor, if your money is low, somebody that got to get somebody with some money to put some money behind you so that it can drive the machine. So I definitely totally agree with you on that one.
Okay, that's what it is. Now, on another note, I'm a total, you know, battle rap head. Are you into battle rap?
Yes, I'm into battle rap.
Okay, that's what it is. So, you know, I follow it real heavy, you know what I'm saying? I watch all the battles, or at least the ones that I'm really, really interested in. URL, I mean, because it seems like everybody else has fell off. I used to watch KOD, you know what I'm saying? I used to watch, you know what I'm saying, some of those other leagues too, but it seems like they kind of, you know, fell off for the time being. So, you know, URL has been the one to, you know, keep holding it down. But I recently watched that, who was that? Oh, damn. The last battle with Easy the Block Captain. Who did he battle?
Easy the Block. He battled, who was it? Chess? That was the last one.
Yeah. Yo, did you see that battle?
The event. I didn't see it. I got to peep it. I heard a lot about it, though. I heard it was a good battle. I think it happened, like, last week. Yeah, I got to see that. I ain't peeped that yet, because I like Chess, and I like Easy the Block Captain. I like both of them.
Yeah, I mean, I think I like Chess a little bit better, not just because he's been around longer, but, you know, I think, you know, Easy says some shit, but just like with, like, a lot of these battle rappers, you know what I'm saying, it's not so much for me, it's more the bars, you know what I'm saying?
But with a lot of these
guys, it's the aggression and it's the performance.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know, and it definitely carries some artists, you know what I'm saying? But with a lot of other ones, to me, like, y'all niggas yell too much. Hey, yell too much.
I guess that's part of aggression. I don't know, sister.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't have to yell at your point of girls. Like, don't have to yell at your point of girls, yes.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, there's definitely a lot of, you know, hot battles out there. I definitely be watching, like, a lot of the female battles, too. You know what I'm saying? They be definitely doing their thing, too. So definitely, you know, salute to all of them. I just wanted to know if you was, you know, into that part of the culture also. So what can we expect from, you know, Headstrong moving into 2022?
Well, OMG, as a unit, we got a lot of things going on. We trying to sign artists. We also promoting ourselves because we're artists in our own right. We got a lot of videos getting ready to come down the plate. We're scheduling time to shoot these videos. Go hand-in-hand with what you were saying earlier, because it's all part of promotion, and it takes money to make videos. Somebody got to edit.
Yes, sir.
You got to get clothes. You got to book a location, whether it's a club or whatever, so it go right back hand-in-hand with what you were saying earlier and investing in yourself. It's part of the game. There's no getting around it. Sure, you could jump on your camera and do like a little thing off your iPhone, but somebody got to cut it and put it together in a certain way to where it's presentable to the people. So getting back to, again, to where OMG is going, you're shooting a lot of videos, you're shooting a lot of commercial ads, because we do commercials also to further promote what OMG is doing. So that's what we got on the table right now, and we're promoting the album, Star Wars Science album.
Okay, okay, that's what's up. Well, I want to get into another one of these songs that I got on deck for you. You got a song, it looks like it's, you know, it looks like you're, you don't rock with the vowels just like I do. I look like you got one called Photosynthesis, mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yes, sir, correct.
All right, so why don't you talk about that song a little bit?
Photosynthesis is basically it's a radio-heavy song. I feel it can play anywhere, bar mitzvah, block party. It's basically a song celebrating life, how Mother Nature does what she does, and how it coincides with us being as human beings on this earth. So, again, it's basically a celebration of life. I know people down because of this COVID thing, but keep your chin up, keep pushing. A flower grows in the concrete, as Tupac would say. So it's basically spurring off of that. Always life. The seed got to bear fruit. It creates a tree, so it bear fruit. So salute to everybody out there, Photosynthesis. You already know what time it is.
The mass of the cells that make up earthworms and human beings has only two solutions. Be immortal or to reproduce. If its habitat is not sufficiently favorable or nurturing, cells will choose immortality.
Life is too short, don't waste no time. Gotta cultivate the land, let the trees bear fruit. If there's something out there, please give me a sign. Understand what you're looking for, right in you. Indeed, it's photosynthesis. Short shrimp from the synthesis. Song is part of new genesis. They say the power's limitless. Energized body, the sun. Neither one that goes a child with the glow from the last dragon. Through the tongue, word is born, birds just had action. I remember sitting on my stoop with the music. Blasted, mad scientists in the lab trying to make it classic.
The winter, spring, and summer fall.
rules and laws and go from evolution to revolution.
Radio, more new music coming from Headstrong. That was Photosynthesis, giving you a whole different vibe, whole different sound on that one. All right, that's showing the versatility of the artist on that one right there. Yeah, you got definitely got some sounds for you, for you brothers. You have a different producer on that one?
Yeah, that's definitely my brother Paul Cabin from LA. Salute to brother Paul for sure.
Okay, okay, that's what it is. That's what it is. I big shout out to him for, you know, putting in the work on that joint. I definitely enjoyed that song right there. So, you know, why don't you give folks, you know, your social media, where you can get contacted at and how they can stay up to date on what you got.
The social media contact is OMG underscore Gutter Soul, GUDDASOUL. You also can contact us at OMG underscore Rum Republic, RUMREPUBLIK. And that's also on the gram and also on Twitter. So you can find us there.
All right, that's what it is. Well, we definitely appreciate the conversation. Definitely appreciate the time, brother. Don't be a stranger on Dirty Basement Radio, man. Whenever you get some new music or whatever you got that you want to promote and put out there, definitely, you know, holler at us and, you know, come back on these airways anytime.
Absolutely. I appreciate you, brother.
All right, that's what it is. All right, big shout out to Headstrong for coming through. All right, if you missed any part of the interview, all right, the entire show will be available as soon as this show is over. So, you know, just go into the archives. You can go to my IG and just click the link in my bio, and it'll take you right where you need to be. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, all right, we're going to be back in just a minute. So just give me a couple of minutes, and we'll be right back. Let me see what I can do. All right, because... after this conversation, I think I need to play a hot joint, then I'll come back and we'll see what's good. I ain't played this joint in a while. Big shout out to my dude, Petey Crack. Big shout out to my brother, Ross Sun, and helping to put this joint out. This is Intermission.
They cut off a man's head in North Philadelphia and left his head one place and his body someplace
shit.
Else.
Oh, shit. Petey Crack.
You're the clown, nobody wanna hang around. I'm losing friends, but that's cause they all in the ground. Or in the jail cell sitting for now. They even locked me down, but look at me now. Crack daddy back, knick-knack, paddywhack. Had to take the caddy back, why I do that, I'm glad you asked. The new Mozzie Gibbley, Astro fast. Tap the gas, blue past your ass. Whoa, TD 30 plus, nigga, don't be rolling up. Talking about, yo, what's up, let me hold something. It's funny like a vine clip, new carbine, it's still on that Glock 9 shit. I can take you back to when your mom tricked. Fifth and sucks for Hannah, you was probably around 6. Maybe 7, hold up, wait, now you was 8. She let a cold call and I ain't talking ice wipe. Bitch, I did a strike like, get it for the right price. In the winter, hitting vintage, catch sun rays. Sunbathe with a babe all pop wide. Hollywood high, Molly in a Mai Tai. Elevate straight to the top of the high rise. Park hot rise, flop side, pop pie. With the strong arm, nah, young and wrong one. Pop! Shots fire, retire for you, expire, boy. Don't try to hide on right outside where you residing, boy. Me and you collide, a suicide is not a toy. It's not a game, I'm from Philly, go by the name. Go by the Frizzy, Frizzy, Fizzy, Benji. Dig me, simply getting fucking busy, you hear me? Don't you worry, keep it near me, very necessary. It's legendary, don't compare me to no secondary. You're the clown, nobody wanna hang around. I'm losing friends, but that's cause they all in the ground. Or in the jail cell sitting for now. They even locked me down, but look at me now.
There you go. This is yours truly, Black Caesar X, live and direct. And when we're not broadcasting, we're listening to the Dirty Basement Radio Show with DJ Sincere. All right, this is Black Caesar X. I'm out. Back to you, Nelly.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, DJ Sincere back in the building. Just finished talking to our guest, Headstrong. Had a real good conversation, some real good music. Make sure you follow and support these independent artists. All right, like I said at the top of the show, they out here working hard for y'all, putting out this new music. So make sure y'all show the proper appreciation and support these brothers, because everybody want to complain about commercial radio. You know what I'm saying? They hear these artists, and who is this guy, and what is this bullshit? All right, but when you got cats out there that's putting out that real shit, just make sure that you support it. Am I right, Priest?
Oh, yeah. You got to support the cause, because we caused it that. And COVID, we are the people that's going to put your music global, period. Without no question, you ain't got to do nothing but put the proper everything into your music, make sure the people love it. We're going to put it out there and get the proper response. That's our responsibility, and I think DJ Sincere, you're repping that shit properly. I ain't trying to cuss too much on the air, you know what I'm saying, because I got to watch my mouth. But you're doing the damn thing, brother. You're doing the damn thing.
I appreciate that. Appreciate that. Now, I actually got one more joint, you know what I'm saying? I'm curious to hear this joint. Didn't get a chance to play this earlier during the interview. But he also had a joint called Gravy. So I want to jump into that right quick. So we're going to get this a quick spin. Dirty Basement Radio, you know how I get it in. The independent artist's best friend. Support the DJ, and the DJ will support you. This is called Headstrong. Excuse me, the artist is Headstrong, and this is called Gravy.
Drink it, goddamn. Drink it,
goddamn. Yeah, yeah. Like this. I'm feeling good now. My name is
Mildred. Audio calls.
Creature feature, my sound split the speakers. OG from back in the days of VCR beepers. DVR the rap star, fish eggs, caviar. Pisces the water sign, astrology, Jupiter star. Thundercats, my brother, ever living, nigga, ugly. I am Mike, got trouble, Robert Gibbons, looking crazy in Bubba Walker. Fuck wrong with Mike? Robert slip up with Mickey, or he's fucking with that white, I don't know. But you know how Hollywood go behind the scenes. Teams for shit come to show, but anyway, back in the range, catch advance, beans in and out the hole like army ants. Lift a shit that's 10 times bigger than this. Real and thin, I guess they get the extra strength from the stem. I know you heard it once before, but I'ma say it again. Get high off your supply and you end up like this. Cardinal sin. Let the dogs in the chain, let it go. Better talk for a minute to be spread that is no shit. I'm trying to eat good, still with spoon flow. Expand my paper, I'm a little my dough. Let them know. Let the dogs in the like a tattoo with ill, how colors blend. Don't compare them to the others, they just pretend. Another class like Clark Gable, going to win. Niggas eat less like a fake bitch with silicone twins. My niggas must be through the towel, leaving out in the sun and watching me turn foul. I'm a throwback nigga from the days of the crack valve. Stay wavy and good season, a little new now. Bird sick of my style, stick around for a while. Check out my melody, God gotta rock him smile. You can hit me via internet using your PayPal. The world never runs dry, the flow switch up my mouth. I'm so high, I'm so fly, I can stand in the clouds. Look at the past, it's the present. I'ma pop right now, shoot him now. Let the dogs in the chain, let him go. Better talk for a minute, the beat spread that we know. Shit, I'm trying to eat good, still the spoon flow. Expand my paper in below my dough. Let him know. Let the dogs in the chain, let him go. Better talk for a minute, the beat spread that we know. Shit, I'm trying to eat good, still the spoon flow. Expand my paper in below my dough. Let him know. 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 Let them know now. Let them know now.
Let them know now.
Let them know. Just let them know.
Yo, what's poppin'? This is your girl, Sheree, Miss Sex Appeal, chillin' with DJ Sincere in the original Dirty Basement Studio in New York City.
Thank you so much, Cheryl. You always sound so good when you talk to me like that. Love it. Another banger right there. All right, coming from Headstrong, that joint was called Gravy. Oh, that beat is crazy right there. Preach, you like that? I know you like that.
Oh, yeah.
Man, listen, that brother right there, the second song was a commercial, right? That song right there was like popping, my homes. That was popping. I'm digging the artist, man.
Okay. All right. That's what it is. Well, you know, he's definitely here, you know, all right, in the switchboard. All right, the music is here. All right, so whenever you jump on the airwaves, all right, Monday, Friday, definitely in the switchboard, all right, along with everything else, all right, so feel free to, you know, spin it on your show and, you know, let your, you know, particular audience become aware of this particular artist right here, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I just need his Instagram again because I'm not as quick typing as you young people is. So I got part of it, and I was hoping he was still on the air so he can do the 1, 2, 3 for me. And let me get it again.
Actually look like he is still in the building. Let me see if I can get him reconnected. All right, and he could give it out one more time. Headstrong, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm still with you, brother.
All right. Well, yes, the brother needs that Instagram again, so why don't you give it to the family?
All right, brother Peace, here we go. You ready?
Yes, sir.
OMG. _ gutter soul GUDDASOUL. That's on Instagram and Twitter. And you can also follow OMG_ Rum Republic. Let's hit us there. We appreciate y'all, man. Appreciate you. Tuned in.
Let's tap in. We're about to do it up. Look what they say. Win the next level, not enough. We're about to do the damn thing here. We're about to do the thing now. That's what's up, bro. I appreciate love. I use the word appreciate love because I don't appreciate anybody. I appreciate love you putting the time into your work and giving the people something that we can push. I'm going to push the thing because that is 100, bro, on all three of the songs I heard. So keep it going in that direction. Whenever you got new music, you hit us up here, and we guarantee to get you a play, bro, or 2, 3, or 4 million.
Thank you, bro.
Whichever you want to do, because we can promote cause this with you and make this thing happen. And if you get some other artists that do what you do, you feel free to call us and say, yo, check this guy out, and we'll do our little research, and we'll get down on the get down, bro. For real. Thank you for doing it, bro. For real, for real.
No, thank you, Brother Priest. Appreciate you, bro.
All right, that's what it is. That's what it is, making that connection here on Dirty Basement Radio. We still got the artists hanging out with us, still got Headstrong in the building hanging out with us. All right, so you want to get at him, you want to holler at him, he's hanging out in the Dirty Basement, I guess, for the duration. All right, we're going to bring that song back one more time, that Gravy song that's real crazy right now. All right, we're definitely vibing off of that one, so let's bring that one back again. Dirty Basement Radio, more new music than anybody else before everybody else.
Drink it,
goddamn.
Drink
it,
get
it up in. Yeah,
I like this. I'm feeling good now. My name is
Bill Hill. Audio Cons. Creature, my sound splits the speakers. OG from back in the days of VCR meepers. DVR, the rap star. Fish eggs, caviar. Pisces, the water sign. Astrology, Cupid star. Thundercats, my brother, ever live. Nigga, ugly. I am Mike, got trouble. Robert Gibbons, looking crazy on Bubba Walker. Fuck wrong with Mike. Drop the slip of my Mickey or he's fucking with that white, I don't know. But you know how Hollywood go behind the scenes. Kicking teams for shit come to show. But anyway, back in the range, catch advance. Beans in and out the hole like army ants. Look for shit that's 10 times bigger than this. Real and thin, I guess they get the extra strength from the stem. I know you heard it once before, but I'ma say it again. Get high off your own supply and you end up like this. Cardinal sin, let the dogs get changed. Let it go, better talk for a minute. The beat spread that it sells. Shit, I'm trying to eat good, still with spoon flow. Big bang, my paper, I'm a little my dough. Let them know, let the dogs get changed. Let them go, better talk for a minute. The beat spread that it sells. Shit, I'm trying to eat good, still with spoon flow. Big bang, my paper, I'm a little my dough. Let them know, again, he got to pour this pin. Hit the same spot of your skin again and again. Like a tattoo with ill, how colors blend. Don't compare them to the others. Another class like Clark Gable, going to win. Niggas eat blasted like a fake bitch with silicone twins. My niggas too much beat through the cow. Leaving out in the sun and watching me turn foul. I'm a throwback nigga from the days of the crack valve. Stay wavy and good season, a little new now. Bro, sick of my style, stick around for a while. Check out my melody, God gotta rock him smile. You can hit me via internet using your PayPal. The world never runs dry, the flow stretch up my mouth. I'm so high, I'm so fly, I can stand in the clouds. Forget the past, it's the present. I'm a pop right now, shoot him now. Let the dogs get changed, let him know. Better talk for a minute, the beat spread that snows. Shit, I'm trying to eat good, still the spoon flow. Expand my paper and below my dough. Let him know, let the dogs get changed, let him know. Better talk for a minute, the beat spread that snows. Shit, I'm trying to eat good, still the spoon flow. Expand my paper and below my dough. Let him know.
Dirty Basement Radio give you nothing but that fire, nothing but that heat. Make sure you tune in every Saturday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, if you want to hear that realness. Just finished listening to some of that realness just there. That was Headstrong. That joint was called Gravy. We got him hanging out with us for the remainder of the show. So if you want to get at him, you want to holler at him, 563-999-3050, and make sure you press that number one button so I can bring you live on the air. Dirty Basement Radio, we'll be right back after this.
Yeah, what up? This Brooklyn Zone, Uncle Murder.
Yeah, this is Sticky from Sticky in the Hood.
What's good? This your girl, Beanie.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, C-Rock the Fury here, man.
Yo, what it do, baby? It's your man, Mike.
Hey, yeah, check it out, man. It's your boy, A-Con. You know it's that official conference squad.
Yo, this be the almighty fourth disciple and the place to be.
What's up, y'all? It's your homegirl, Sunshine Anderson.
This is Late, the international rhyme spitter, representing Wu-Tang Recordings, England.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's your man, Guru, the icon. I'm chillin' with my partner, super producer Solar, representing 7 Grand Records and all that.
Yo, this is MC Light, the one and only reppin' real hip-hop with DJ Sincere and in the Dirty Basement Studio.
Check speaker.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, just have to take a quick stretch right there. All right, let me jump back to the telephone lines right now. All right, 347, you're live on the air.
Yo, you hear me?
Yo, talk to me. What's good?
What up? The name is Spade Runner Red Omega. I'm one of Headstrong's partners with OMG. I just wanted to, you know, call in and give a shout out to my brother. I tuned in a little bit late, but I heard y'all spin that gravy twice. I'm glad to see that. We got to thank you for that, bro.
All right, no doubt, no doubt. Definitely a banging joint right there. We still got Headstrong in the building if you want to holler right at him.
What up, Head? What's cooking? You already know.
Hello, gang. You know how we do it on this side. OMG all day. That's my brother, Red Wolf. Spade up, Spade One. Red Omega, you already know what to do. We out here.
Yeah, you know, we thank you guys. We thank MJ for allowing us to help promote our material. We got content for the world, you know. We just caught 1 million YouTube audio streams, so we trying to push everywhere, anywhere, trying to get this music out. I heard you say, you know, if we had any artists, we got lots of artists coming. I'm coming. Notch Landon is coming. Calisthenics.
Yes,
we got Mad Ills from the Battle Rap Arena coming. We got our girl Vicky Love. She's singing on that Photosynthesis. You know, we got a lot of artists. The Bash Brothers is coming. That's me and Headstrong duo. We got the D-Sebs next up on deck. Head is a part of that too. Full album and videos coming. So we got a lot of material for the people. And, you know, again, I just wanted to call in, big up my brother, and big you guys up, and thank you for allowing us to be in your platform.
No, that's what it is. We definitely appreciate all the support, brother. No doubt about that. You know, we got the music on deck, you know what I'm saying? So just let your folks know that they can find your joints right here anytime that we on the air, you know what I'm saying? We definitely got you. We got you.
Absolutely. And I don't know if Head mentioned it, but we got a full documentary, hour and a half documentary on how we put this whole album together. It's called Cornerstone Culture, The Making of the Cyborg Science LP. And, you know, we entered it into a couple of film things, and you know, we won a couple of laurels, we won a couple of awards. Now we're about to take this thing out.
Congratulations, definitely.
You know, thank you. You know, so we got a full length documentary out there that explains, that shows behind the scenes of how we put the whole album together, the trials and tribulations. You know, we got some interesting things in that. I do say so myself. You know, not just because I filmed it, but you know, because I do say so myself. I think we got something that the people want. It's grassroots hip hop right here. We do anything and everything.
All right, that's what's up. Definitely looking forward to taking a peek at that and seeing, you know, what that's looking like. So, you know, as soon as that's available, definitely, you know, put us up on game.
Well, I could definitely hit you off. You know, I run the OMG, Rum Republic with a K, IG, you know, so I could definitely hit you on the side and give you a sneak peek of that. You know, it's not totally finished. We had to go back in for some edits, but I can, you know, it's very visible right now, and, you know, I can link you up with that and let you get a sneak peek, and you can tell the people what you think.
All right, no doubt. That's what's up. All right, well, once again, you know, we appreciate you brothers coming through, you know, and you know, hanging out with us, you know, for the remainder of the show, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, if anybody else want to holler at Headstrong, he's in the building. All right, he got his manager in the building, too, rocking out with us. You know,
it's all
love. All right, yeah, that's how we do it here on Dirty Basement Radio. All right, we're going to jump back into a little bit of more music, and then we're going to be back. All right, this is new music coming from Daddy-O, the legendary Daddy-O of Seth the Sonic. This is him alongside of Rusty Jux, and this is Gods and Dope Fiends.
Oh, Dad, truth.
Educated by the gods and the dope fiends. Educated by the gods. Educated by the. Educated.
Y'all know it's a Brooklyn thing. Y'all know it's a Brooklyn thing, right?
Gods and the dope fiends.
Aye.
By the gods and the dope.
Yo, Chuck.
Yeah.
Take it to him, bro. Take it to him, bro.
Educated by the guards and the dope fiends. Never persuaded by the blogs and the smoke screens. I'm from that crack era, clap for your black level. With killer cats, murdered rats, trying to stack cheddar. I was a young gunner trained by the OG. Wisely invested my profits and proceeds. The guard Saquon dropped a lot of jewels on me. Taught me how to move and stealth, silent with them tools on me. I saw fiends slumped over from that brown boy. Get rocked in the zone with a bottle of that Crown Roy. He took a drug dealer stashed out the trash can. Got super hot and hit the ground with a crash land. I never did it where I slept on these side blocks. Saved up so I could slide out when this ride stops. Crack a Dutch open, then I smoke green. The king of Crown Heights reigning supreme. Cause I was educated by the guards. Educated by the. Educated by the guards in the door.
Yep.
Educated by the guards. Educated by the. Educated by the guards in the door.
The who?
Guards in the guards. In the, dope
the what?
By the guards in the dope.
Alright, here we go.
Educated by the guards in the dope team. Educated by the guards.
I check East New York, was still the same. I'm quoting Shakespeare here. What's in the name? We call East cause we write even if you left. And we New Yorkers screaming, sleep is the cousin of death. Perry Thomas living down these mean streets. Mama made a gourmet meal of chicken back to eat. Recently noticed how much I respect the old ways. Being taught by Bart Kim and them back in the day. If you ain't know your 120, brothers took your flag. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding, we was in our bag. Dope was prevalent, but never stopped the lessons. Dirty needles on the grounds never blocked the blessings. Sometimes you hear us say we cut from a different cloth. The guards taught us to be leaders, more than a boss. Even tailor-made pants always dressed clean. Educated by the guards and the dope fiends.
Educated by the guards. Educated by the. Educated by the guards and the dope fiends. Educated by the guards. Educated by the. Educated by the guards and the dope fiends. Guards and the guards and the dope fiends. By the guards and the dope fiends. Educated by the guards and the dope fiends. Educated by the guards and the dope fiends. Educated by the guards. Educated by the. Educated by the guards and the dope fiends. Educated by the guards. Educated by the. Educated by the guards and the dope fiends. Guards and the guards and the dope fiends. By the guards and the dope fiends. Educated by the guards and the dope fiends. Educated by the guards and the dope fiends. Guards and the.
Jay, I feel good, so yeah,
let's go.
Mama did the best she could, though. But I was raised by the hood, bro. Not the environment where I could grow. The guns and knives I learned to use, though. If you come outside, you catch the blues, yo. Run up on a beat a nigga with his pools gold. I'm off the porch, nigga. Your favorite rapper pull a sleeve over the Hublot. If you tough, then fuck it, I give you kudos. Come around here with your shit, hit you with Uno. One punch, knock his ass out, he frame Bruno. Diablo, this nigga pussy, if stay cool, oh. Said he had a couple of cribs, we ran through those. Shot his pit bull in the neck, it was a Bruno. Probably was about to get burnt. Fucking who knows? Being off the porch with your shit, I wasn't too low. If it's static, I'm on your ass. Wherever you go, no homo. I hate cowboys, nigga, no homo. We ain't squat the issue, won't miss you, I'm coming solo. Still mad, I can't see P or the homie solo.
I've been quiet too long, B. Y'all niggas is moist.
Super moist.
Next time I turn around, y'all talk.
A lot of your favorite rappers, baby wipes. You think they nice, till they face leaking bad from a razor slice. Run your mouth and pay the price, I ain't gonna say it twice. No cap, I ain't gonna say it nice. Y'all on the porch, D Street, that ain't the way you like. My man got released for a murder, he fucked the major's wife. True shit, your loose lips could get you made nice. I'm getting late in the whip, bumping my A you like. CC, I'm in Tibbs, probably a pair of nights. I make the haters want to stare fight. I'm off the porch in the snow, so they gonna be alright. All they gon' hear is a boom, and they gon' see the light. Woo, fuck is wrong with me tonight?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the moment you have all been waiting for. The final moment when we shall know whether our experiment has been a success. Light.
I'm gonna give you to the count of ten to get your ugly, yellow, no good teacher off my property. Before I pump your guts full of lead. One, two,
ten. Yeah, keeping it real hip hop on this show today. Keeping it real heavy. Keeping it real official. I ain't playing no R&B today. Sorry, all my R&B people, all my R&B artists, and I got my own R&B artist. You know what I'm saying? But no R&B on these today's show. We're keeping it real heavy right now. You just finished listening to Nicolas Cage, a.k.a. Bad C. That joint was called Blue Nose. Real heavy, real heavy. Definitely a banger right there. All right, let's keep it going right now. And you can find a lot of these artists. I had included this next artist up on deck in the archives of Dirty Basement Radio. I had the pleasure of speaking to a lot of these artists. Next artist up on deck is the legendary Billy Danz. You can catch his interview in the archives of Dirty Basement Radio. All right, this is off his latest project. This single is called We Busy.
Listen up, like I, cause y'all can't, like I, it's a whole different vibe. You niggas collide with the music, I blend in with the music. I don't think you get it, I'm fluid, I glide with the music. Shit, I'm fly with the music. You understand what I provide through the music? Yeah, your best vibe for the music. My version of me is different from what y'all see. The voice through the speaker, the image on TV. I'm top tier, your thoughts should matter, but your thoughts don't matter. My vision is clear, yeah. I give them octane, I'm like fuel as you move through the lane. Downshift, the momentum never change. And everything I do is monumental in the game. It's factual, nigga, you pray for the fame. I'm natural, you did something strange for the change. Fire from long range. My accuracy is insane. Flagship with the game. OG respectable. Vintage, limited, nigga. Collectible. My aura's unfamiliar when I'm stepping through. Alone, but I feel like a wrecking crew. You know how I feel. Boom, boom. Eyes on the prize. Listen up, like I, cause y'all can't, like I, it's a whole different vibe. You niggas collide with the music, I blend in with the music. I don't think you get it, I'm fluid, I glide with the music. Shit, I'm fly with the music. You understand what I provide through the music? Yeah, your best vibe for the music. My handle is upscale, praise for the frequency. When you discuss fine wine, mention me. Fabric imported from Switzerland and Italy. The perfect blend between now and then chemistry. I'll make your favorite artist nauseous and bow willingly. Or contemplate suicide if he ain't feeling me. You kidding me? Hacks the greatest, who's the greatest? No influence from the latest. I'm in a different zip code. We ain't neighbors. I bust rhymes. Flip mode. They can't take us. I'm generation flex. They can't break us. I ain't about to crumble folk shit. I ain't got to be humble folk shit. They can't shake us. You lames know my position in the game. I'm legit. Oh, I'm as dope as it gets. And I'll focus on what niggas represent. Follow the script. Don't get hit. Eyes on the prize. Listen up, like I, cause y'all can't, like I, it's a whole different vibe. You niggas collide with the music, I blend in with the music. I don't think you get it, I'm fluid, I glide with the music. Shit, I'm fly with the music. You understand what I provide through the music? Yeah, your best vibe for the music.
Man, that record is real serious right there, real serious. Shout out to Billy Dance. You can catch his interview in the archives of Dirty Basement Radio. That record was called We Busy. I take you from Brooklyn to Chicago right now with a fine young lady we had the pleasure of talking to not too long ago. This is Sweet Juices. Yeah. All right, this is called Shine.
Really matter what you do, how you do it. As long as you, you know what I'm saying, shine bright at it, like, just do it how you gonna do it.
Right.
Only one you. No matter what you do, no matter what you do. Yeah, you got to. Yeah. Let your little light shine. Let your little light shine. Let it shine bright. No,
you.
No matter what you do. No matter what you do. Let your little light shine, let your little light shine.
No matter what you do, let your little light shine. Pull up on a hater, tell him it's showtime. Never fast forward, every joint on rewind. Every since I love young and I stay down on my grind. 24-7, that's a match made in heaven. Jumping on these beats like I'm busting out of Chevy. I wasn't born ready, but a bitch got ready. Now I'm all suited up, you couldn't split it with machetes. Forever in the kitchen, so you know we stay baking. Now we getting paid double from the time that was wasted. Money I be chasing, tracks I be lacing. Couldn't give an inch, nah, cause I'm out, they'll take it. Phony never gnaw, I'm giving them my all. So if you see me slip, please try to catch my fall. We breaking down barriers, no hate in our area. Never worry about them, cause God, he a carrier. For real. Let your little light shine. I used to wonder if they ain't like me if I didn't wear the booty shorts.
like that. Ghetto, so I fight back. Looking one good, so they asking for the mic back. Could never make time for you haters, cause I was too busy writing rhymes on the paper. Look, kid, quiet, I was somewhat out of touch, but my pen had emotions, it just talked so much. So make no mistake, everything great. Even took the worst, made that go my way. Early, never late, every crumb I'ma scrape. Now we sipping fine wine, cause we squeezed every drink. For real.
I want to bring you something about you.
Let your little light shine.
It is a quote.
I quote.
Our worst fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the glory of God within us. It is not just in some of us, it is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others.
All right, are you listening? I hope you're listening. All right, that was Sweet Juices. That song was called Shine. Dirty Basement Radio, giving you more new music than anybody else before everybody else. The hottest independent artist and the most exclusive music, period. I got another real heavy record for you. This is an East Coast, West Coast connection on this one. This record is crazy, and you're not going to believe who's on it. This is the legendary Cocaine coming from the West Coast alongside the legendary Kool Rock Ski from the East Coast. Yeah, that Kool Rock Ski. Where you been, Kool Rock? This joint is called Hush.
Ain't nothing wrong with different styles of music, but this is real hip-hop. Man, tell this little kid, man.
Hey, man, hip-hop is the freedom of expression, but you got to keep it in perspective. What we're going to do right now is show you how we do our brand of hip-hop.
Man, you ready to learn? Come on, nephew. Let me show you some real hip-hop.
Microphone and watch the boy go. I got the table. All you new booty MCs better do your homework. How you love hip-hop and don't know cool. Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. Sugar Hill Gang kept the party alive. Curtis Blow, to name just a few names. I rock the cool rock ski, and I'm cool in the gang.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. This is real hip-hop, so fuck what you heard. New York with my jewelry untucked. You out of your mind if you ever try to stick 'em. Brrr, stick 'em. Ha ha ha, stick 'em. That's cool rock, original fat boy. I'm playing. And I'm back with the West Coast OG cocaine. The real hip hop. From day to dark, when Cool Herc started this in the park. Africa, Bambada, at the Roxy, y'all. Salute to the one grand wizard Theodore. Poppers and lockers, let me see what you got. It's the boy cocaine, and my name's Cool Rock. Yeah. Refresh. Oh, you thought that we were rotten? Huh, I beg your pardon. Too old to be rapping. That's truly absurd. This is real hip-hop, so fuck what you heard. Hush, little baby, don't say a word. This is real hip-hop, so fuck what you heard.
This is Nick Wiz.
And I'm Shabam Sadiq.
And you're listening to DJ Sincere on Dirty Basement Radio. Check out our new joint, Thunderin'.
Nick Wiz, we back at it.
Thunderin', shaking the concrete.
It's Sadiq.
We're here to mobilize the street.
Yeah.
Thunderin', shaking the concrete.
Maximize the time, don't wait till it's gone. Immortalize it in a song, they gon' say that it's wrong. But you gotta hold strong, gray hairs in my bed, longevity is the cause. On with impeccable word, playing songs. When I step on a set, I'm setting all fire alarms. They want all the smoke, but they throw when they fire upon. Trolling on the internet and pissing people off. I'm not cut from a car, I'm chisel out of stone. I'm a one of one, work of art made by moms and pops, never a clone. Eagle crushing the drone, nature versus machine, tsunami swallow your home.
Here I go, over this hard ass beat.
Thundering, shaking the concrete.
It's a beat. I'm here to mobilize the scene. Organize my peace, say the damn thing sweet. Here I go, over this hard ass beat.
Thundering, shaking the concrete.
It's a beat. I'm here to mobilize the streets, organize my people, and
you put your foot in your mouth when you counted me out. It shows you really don't know what Shabam is about. I'm about business, most people just be trying to get clout. I'm about creating situations that'll take away your doubt. We put that work out, and we double up sums over hard drums. Thunder is shaking the concrete, a stampede guaranteed. I make naysayers believe, I roll up my sleeves and seize the moment. I'm on it, and everything after that's a bonus. Promoters, come on for that dough before the performance. When a beat drop through the speakers, it sounds enormous. They on it in front of the stage. It's a mosh pit.
Here I go over this hard ass beat.
Thundering, shaking the concrete.
It's a beat. I'm here to mobilize the scene. Organize my beats and the damn thing's sweet. Here I go over this hard ass beat.
Thundering, shaking the concrete.
It's a beat. I'm here to mobilize the scene. Organize my beats and the damn thing's sweet.
Yeah, that was the legendary Shabam Sadiq alongside of Nick Wiz on that joint. That joint was called Thundering, and that's what we've been doing for the whole show. We've been thundering, been stomping out here, giving y'all the best hip-hop, the hottest indie artist, period. All right, make no mistake about it and accept no imitations. Every Saturday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Dirty Basement Radio is definitely the place to be with myself, DJ Sincere. Shout out to my dude, Mr. Raw. We got to get him back on the airwaves as soon as possible. As soon as he's up to full strength, we'll definitely have him back on these airwaves. 563-999-3050 is the call-in number. We got a little bit more time on the air. If you want to get at me, I think I might do a little bit of overtime today. I might do a little bit of overtime. All right, so if it's something you want to hear, independent artists you want to support, whatever it is, get at me, 563-999-3050. Got a 503 area code in the building right now. I think I know who this is. What's good?
Hey, what's up, Sincere and everybody? Dirty Bass, man.
KB,
how y'all doing,
man?
It's KB, man. Oh, shit, man.
What's good,
you know, just enjoying life. Just enjoying life, man, watching the Oregon-Stanford game, man. It's a little sun shining outside.
Okay. Y'all haven't gotten
a great show, man.
Yeah, y'all haven't gotten into the whole college football thing yet this season. See, for a long time, I wasn't into college football at all. But over the past couple of seasons, I got into it because, in case y'all don't know, college football is highly entertaining, all right? Because while those dudes got a lot of energy, they got a lot of youthful exuberance. A lot of them don't really have a lot of skill. That's why you watch some of these games and the score be like 63-59. He be like, 63-59? What the hell? That's because ain't no defense. All right? These niggas just run up and down the field scoring points. So that shit could be highly entertaining sometimes. Yeah. So if you got a chance, check out some college football. Definitely. So I guess I know since you in Oregon, you're going for Oregon, right?
Yeah, you already know the Ducks, man. We number three in the nation right now. You know?
Okay.
We number three in the nation right now, man. If we win this game, we'll be 5-0. You know, it's looking like it. You know, I'm hoping. You know, it's 24-17 right now, man. And Oregon win this game, man, this state is going to fire up. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Okay. Well, you know, everybody every year is always talking about, you know, Alabama, Roll Tide, Alabama. So, you know, what they looking like this year?
Alabama, I think they just beat Ole Miss. If I'm not lying, they got Bryce Young, that freshman quarterback. He keep balling out like he doing. They're going to name him he gonna probably be a Heisman nomination. Alabama always gotta have one, but this brother's nice.
Okay.
Nice.
All right. Well, I don't know. I don't know what year he is. I don't know if he, a freshman or whatever
he is.
But you know, I hope he graduates soon because you know we need some help here in New York right now. You know what I'm saying? We need some help because I'd rather watch college football right now than you know New York football because like both our teams are like 0-3. Shit ain't looking too good right now. You know what I'm saying?
The
trash
like,
you know what I'm saying?
The
like, they can't
together,
never
man.
Get it together, man. They can't never get it together. I don't know what the fuck be going on. As a matter of fact, we still got Headstrong in the building, man. I would guess for today. You know what I'm saying? Let me see if he a football fan. Headstrong, you still with me?
Yes, sir. I'm still with you, brother.
Are you a football fan,
Hello?
Man? Yeah, man. Are you
I
a football fan?
So. Big time. Absolutely.
How are you suffering through this current situation with the Giants and the Jets?
Oh, my God. We're doing bad, Sincere. We're doing bad on this side. I'm trying to hold on. I'm hoping for the best. But, yeah, we need a quarterback. Desperately, we need a quarterback. Jets ain't the Giants.
We need something. Yeah, let me go back to my man Priest because he's in D.C., you know what I'm saying? And, you know, D.C., you know, the Washington team, you know, underwent a name change about a season or so ago, and now they're just known as Washington. They couldn't
the
even
Washington
settle
football
on.
Team.
Yeah, it's just Washington now, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I think I might have lost Priest. I was going to ask him if he a football fan or whatnot, you know what I'm saying? Okay, there we go. We got him back in the building. Yo, Priest.
Oh, yeah, I'm here, Wait, bro.
You with me? Yeah,
man.
Are you a football fan? You know, can you follow that Washington team?
No, my people from Alabama, man. We're from Geneva, Alabama, so you know what's up. We producing top quality everything in Alabama, so I'm going to stick with what we producing. So, yeah. You know, so I can't claim D.C. at the moment because my people be like, they be disowning.
I got you.
Now, I don't know if that means they're doing bad, because usually when somebody don't want to claim something, that means they're doing bad. Are they doing bad?
Who, Alabama?
No, Washington,
D.C.,
Washington.
No, man, listen. I was in the laundromat today, and the owner is a Dallas Cowboy fan. So you can't even mention D.C. around nobody in D.C. You can't even accidentally say that. Okay. Because you're going to get full blast. Like, where you been for the last 7 years? And then they'll give you the whole history. You know what I'm saying? And you don't want to be in the middle of that, DJ Sincere. Or family. We don't be in the middle of that.
I got you. All right, so Tay, what's like the latest from Oregon, man? What you got going on in Oregon?
Right now? What I got going on in Oregon?
Just like in general, man, because I know that Oregon is one of them places that you always be reporting on. There's always some kind of an uproar or some kind of a situation.
Oh.
Surprisingly enough, you wouldn't think that Oregon, of all places, would be, like, you know, crazy like that. But, you know, y'all be having your situations down there.
Okay, I'm glad you asked me that, because remember, well, I think it was 2 weeks ago, he would ask me the same question, and I told you there was a black man that got killed in Southern Oregon, Bend, Oregon, at a nightclub. His name was Barry Washington Jr. Bend, Oregon is an area where hardly ain't no black folks. They do have a lot of events that take place there, but it's been notably a racist place, man. Bend is not cool. And for this brother to have been in a bar, you know, maybe talking to a white girl, and I guess if there was, and he got killed, man. So earlier this week, the police found this gentleman, found the suspect and charged him with murder. And it's on my story page on my Instagram. He got a black eye. White dude got a black eye, man. But yeah, it's ugly out here, man. They're killing, yeah, man, it's ugly, man. Oregon's got one of the highest murder rates in the United States. And at the same time, you know, they defunded the police. They defunded the police and they decriminalized all drugs. Imagine that. Now, mind you, the black population is only 4.6% here out of all minorities, okay? Now, the whole percentage to minorities to whites is 70-30.
Okay. But now, hold on a second.
Okay.
Let me stop you for a second. When you say that they decriminalize all drugs, what do you mean all drugs? Like everything?
Oh, yeah, man. A motherfucker can carry up to a gram of heroin. You could get caught with up to a gram of cocaine. You could get caught up to a gram of meth, and you're going to get a ticket. They got people out here, man, sitting out here, man. The homeless rate has increased. Portland has become one of the most cities not to want to be lived in since, you know, 5 years ago. It was one of the most cities that wanted to be lived in. Not only that, it is one of the pioneering legalizing marijuana states. For real. It's wild out here,
all
bro.
Right, now.
It's the Wild West out here, bro. It's,
yeah,
man, they got homeless
like
camps
sounds
around
like
here.
Wow.
They got homeless camps
now,
out here, bro.
All right, well, let
and
me ask you
dangerous.
This, bro, because, all right, well, let me ask you this, because, there's been conversations over the years. You know, of course, you know, marijuana is becoming more and more prevalent every place. You know what I'm saying? More and more states are jumping on board. New York just jumped on board, you know, with the legalization of recreational weed and whatnot. But now, when we talk about, you know, making all drugs across the board legal, all right?
No.
I don't really
legal.
Know if I agree with that. Shit myself.
It's
but now, being that you live there, huh?
It's decriminalized. I didn't say legal. I said decriminalized.
Okay.
All other drugs are decriminalized.
All right.
Which
all right. Well, since they decriminalized it.
Yes.
You've seen the effects of it, right? So would you say that that's a good thing? Is that something you would recommend to other states, that they decriminalize all drugs?
Okay, well, it's circumstantial, okay? Okay, and I'm going to say this. I don't know if anybody remembers a couple years ago when Dave Chappelle came back on. He and he did his live, and he did an excerpt on Portland when they first started rioting, and he said, I've never seen as many white people riot in my life. Look, man, that is the truth. I was so glad that he said that because I lived this, man, okay? If you Google the Portland riots or put that hashtag in and see 2 years ago, 2019, 20, especially after George Floyd and all of that, man, you're going to see a lot of white people out there talking about civil rights. I'm serious. It is the most, hey, man. Now, when you asked me that question, and I said that as a segue to say this, okay, it is going to be highly circumstantial, okay, and on your side of the map, right now what I see is I see states like Massachusetts pushing for it also. Massachusetts has the same type of similar ratio when it comes to race. The politics are a little similar also. The policies are a little similar also, okay? And you have what they call, you have uppities, and then you have what they call in their language trash, and there's the fight, okay? And there's a political fight. So when Dave Chappelle said, we just got to let them fight it out, yes, we have to let them fight it out. But if you are a minority in an area that you are outnumbered, damn near 10 to 1, like in Oregon, you're depending on how old you are and how established you are in life, if you have children or anything of that nature, or, you know, you have to pay attention to some of these laws right now. Okay, to what's going on, man, because it is not the future is not conducive for our kind.
I feel you on that. You know, we talked about a few things now, at the top of the show, in terms of what's going on and what people got to deal with right now, you know, in the situations, and telling people that they better, you know, do the best you can to prepare yourself, because, you know, things ain't going to get no better. They're definitely going to get worse. They're putting increased pressure on the entire population. So, you know, just be aware. All right, it's Dirty Basement Radio. All right, big shout out to everybody in the building. Big shout out to all my social media folks. Definitely appreciate all the support. If you missed any of part of this show, you know it's in the archives. All right, featuring my guest for today, Headstrong. Got my dude KZ in the building. All right, we're going to jump into one of his songs right now, then we'll be right back in a minute. Dirty Basement Radio. This is Kick It With Me.
Yeah. That's what you wanna do, huh? You wanna get up out of here? She say she wanna kick it and get up out of here. She wants to ride by my side and kick her feet in the air. But she ain't scared of a player, and I like that there. See, I'm just trying to make some time to shine that we can share. Yeah, baby, come and kick it with me. Oh yeah, you can kick it with me.
Yes, you can.
So baby, come and kick it with me.
Come on now.
Oh yeah, you wanna kick it with me?
Yes, you do.
She say she wanna kick it and get up out of here. She wants to ride by my side and kick her feet in the air.
Now
she ain't scared of a player, and I like that there. See, I'm just trying to make some time, the kind that we
make
can share. Yeah, baby, come and kick it with me.
Come kick it, baby.
Oh yeah, you can kick it with me.
No, you wanna come kick
so
it with
baby,
me.
So baby, come and kick it with me. Oh yeah, you wanna kick it with me?
Kick your feet up.
I'm parked outside, you can ride or drive, and it don't matter to me, baby, it's whatever you like. Now you can take the steering wheel and kick your feet out the window, and fire up these trees and let your toes for the wind blow. You need a bite to eat? We'll hit up the Montage, a really nice spot where we won't need a synonymize. A candlelight dinner for the late night, and a nightcap, baby, it's whatever you like. You see, I'm glad you came to kick it and did yourself a favor. Plus, I'm digging the fact that she ain't scared of a player. Now, baby, got herself a real player partner. And it don't matter what them haters think a player got you. Yes, I'm not you. Right up out of here. But the truth is, you wanted to kick it with a player. Let's go and kick it then and blow some trees all in the wind. The game plan is me and you planning to win. She say she wanna kick it and get up out of here. She wants to ride by my side and kick her feet in the air. But she ain't scared of a player, and I like that there. See, I'm just trying to make some time, the kind that we can share. Yeah, baby, come and kick it with me.
Come kick it.
Oh yeah, you can kick it with me.
Yes, you can.
So baby, come and kick it with me.
Come on now.
Oh yeah, you wanna kick it with me.
Yes, you do.
She say she wanna kick it and get up out of here. She wants to ride by my side and kick her feet in the air. Now she ain't scared of a player and I like that there. See, I'm just trying to make some time to kind that we can share. Yeah, baby, come and kick it with me.
Come kick it, baby.
Oh yeah, you can kick it with me.
No, you wanna come kick it with me.
So baby, come and kick it with me. Oh yeah, you wanna kick it with me.
Kick your feet up.
See, now's a perfect time to have a time in your life. I mean the kind of time you spend with the man in your life. He had you lost in the sauce, so come get lost with a boss. That square shit is cheap and this player shit costs. I'm cut from the cloth with the principles of manhood. Loving God, family first, yeah, I was taught good. Hard work, determination, and perseverance. Ain't never been a problem with me, baby. See, I'm way too serious. I do more than just talk good. Yeah, I'm much better than that. I put the work in to get this money, baby, and I grit for the scratch. I got them catching up to the mustard as I'm burning both rubber. Shifting gears on them, evading haters and suckers. It's been a long journey to get to where I'm at now. I don't know how, but the good Lord, he's willing me now. I'm from the streets. I still ride the beat and I kick it. Make a decision, baby. Is you coming to kick it with me? She say she wanna kick it and get up out of here. She wants to ride by my side and kick her feet in the air. No, she ain't scared of a player and I like that there. See, I'm just trying to make some time to kind and we can share. Yeah, baby, come and kick it with me.
Come kick it.
Oh yeah, you can kick it with me.
Yes, you can.
So baby, come and kick it with me.
Come on now.
Oh yeah, you wanna kick it with me?
Yes, you do.
She say she wanna kick it and get up out of here.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? This is the West Coast King, the Doing Major Damage DMD. And right now, you're rocking out with the hottest online station, Dirty Basement Radio, with my man DJ Sincere, you know what I'm saying? So tune in and check out my new single, Bathroom Passes. What the hell are you waiting for?
Dirty.
Yeah, nothing but back-to-back bangers here on Dirty Basement Radio. Well, it's time for us to get on out the door. Did a little bit of overtime, but now they're banging down the door telling me it's time to go, so I got to go. Yo, Preach, you got any last words before we skedaddle? Nope, I guess my man Peace is speechless. Otherwise,
oh,
I'm
no,
a little bit distracted right now because you know we got like a dozen kids and whatnot running around the house. Preach, you with me?
Yeah, man, I only got 8 in the house right now. And,
only eight. My bad.
Yeah, only 8 in the house. Yeah, so my son came in and said his credit card didn't work. And I was like, hold on, bro. It's cool for one more day. Your credit card will work. Yeah, that's how the credit cards work. So, yeah, bro, thank you for bringing these artists on the air, man. The artist is strong. The music is strong. And keep popping, bro. I got something for you Monday. I got this artist, John Street, from Philly. I'm bringing him in and let him go ahead and make some noise on Monday. So we're looking forward to that artist come in on Monday.
All right, definitely be tuned into that. Now, I think I still have, one of Headstrong's folks in the building, part of the team in the building. Let me see if I can get him back on, if he got any last words. Brother, you still with me? 347, you still in the building? All right, look like he might be just on the check-in, might be on the other side of things, got that mute button on. We got to get ready to get out the door. Make sure you do come back on Monday for my dude Priest in the Listening Room Philly alongside of JP3. Definitely going to be a good show. Expecting the independent artist John Streets to be in the building, so definitely tune in. All right, we're going to close it out with that Headstrong joint one more time. We're definitely digging this joint. This gravy joint is definitely fire. It's the gravy. What? No gravy. Nah, we got the gravy, baby. All right, it's time for us to go. DJ Sincere, shout out to Mr. Roar. Salute the Priest. All right, salute the Headstrong and his whole team. Y'all take care and be safe. Peace.
Drink it, goddamn. Drink it, goddamn.
Yeah, yeah, I like this. I'm feeling good now. My name is Mr.
Motherfucking Milder. Audio call.
Creature feature, my sound split the speakers. OG from back in the days of VCR beepers. DVR the rap star, fish eggs, caviar. Pisces the water sign, astrology, Jupiter star. Thundercats, my brother, ever live, nigga ugly. I am Mike, got drunk with Robert Gibbons, looking crazy on Bubba Walker. Fuck wrong with Mike, drop a slip of a Mickey or he's fucking with that white, I don't know. But you know how Hollywood go behind the scenes. Teams when shit come to show, but anyway, back in the range, catch advance, beans in and out the hole like army ants. Look at shit that's 10 times bigger than this. Real and thin, I guess they get the extra strength from the stem. I know you heard it once before, but I'ma say it again. Get high off your own supply and you end up like this. Cardinal sin. Let the dogs get chained, let it go. Better talk for a minute, the beat spread that it knows. Shit, I'm trying to eat good, still with spoon flow. Expand my best friend and hold my dough, let them know. Let the dogs get chained. Like a tattoo with ill, how the colors blend. Don't compare them to the others, cause they just pretend. Another class like Clark Gable, going to win. Niggas eat plastic like a fake bitch with silicone twins. My niggas must be through the cow, leaving out in the sun and watching me turn foul. I'm a throwback nigga from the days of crack valves. Stay waiting, good season, a little new now. Bro, sick of my style, stick around for a while. Check out my melody, gone, gotta rock him smile. You can hit me via internet using your PayPal. Well, number one, dry, the flow stretch up my mouth. I'm so high, I'm so wide, I can stand in the clouds. Look at the past, it's the present, I'm just popping right now. Shoot 'em
dirty, 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 dir